You're listening to the Team DCU podcast. On today's episode, we are chatting about business studies in DCU, and I am joined by Sinead McCrone, who is a student ambassador here, and also a student of business studies. Yes. Sinead, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, thank you. I'm really looking forward to this. It's exciting.
So let's go back to the start. Why did you choose to come to DCU in the first place?
Okay, so I've always had a connection to DCU all through growing up. So when it came to choosing a course, just DCU was always in my head. So my family act as a host family to a lot of international students that come over to DCU. So all when I was younger, I'd have students from Asia, from mainland Europe, from America, Canada, coming over to stay with us for a couple of weeks, couple of months, and they live in my house. So I'd always be doing the drop-offs with my mom up and down to the Helix, dropping them off. So I was always around campus. Yeah. And then I would do shows in the Helix. So I did a lot of dancing when I was younger. I do a ballet show there. I do my hip-hop shows there. I was always just in and around campus.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. It was just a natural progression for me to look at DCU. And once I saw that there were courses that I liked there, I didn't really feel the need to look around. I did visit the other open days and stuff, but just something in me knew I wanted to go
okay.
to DCU.
So you found business studies was one of the ones that you were interested in.
Yeah.
Had you always an interest in business studies beforehand? How did you find it in the first place?
So I'd say from the age of about 8 up to 16, I was going to be a physio. Like, you couldn't change my mind. I was becoming a physiotherapist. And it was only when, of course, you research it a little bit more, I kind of thought, okay, it's not exactly what I thought it was going to be. I'm a massive football fan. I just wanted to be a physiotherapist for Arsenal. And then I realised you need a lot of chemistry behind it. And I wasn't doing chemistry in school. And the dream just kind of teetered away a little bit. I wasn't really as passionate anymore. So for leaving cert in fifth year, I was actually studying biology, music and history. And I really wasn't enjoying history, so I was looking to change to something. And then I spotted you could do business in my school, and I kind of went, okay, I liked it for junior cert. I'll have a look. And then I started looking at the contents, like the curriculum for the leaving cert, and I thought it was interesting. And then after that, I started looking up some college courses, and then I went, oh, this one looks really cool in DCU. And the thing that really caught my eye was the internship that you could do. So I dropped history in the summer of fifth year. I took up business. I learned the whole fifth year like course during the summer, and
wow.
then came in sixth year and did it for the leaving cert. And then I really knew that I did want to do it then in college. Yeah.
So do you have to do a business subject in the leaving cert to do this course?
No, not at all. And I think that's what's great about it. I was only chatting to a girl the other day who was interested in business, and she was really nervous that she hadn't done accounting or economics in school. And I said, sis, neither did I. I didn't just about did business, that I only did it for 1 year.
Yeah.
No, unless it's a requirement, they don't expect you to know anything, which is great, because as I said, I didn't have any accounting previously or economics, and they teach you as if you don't know it.
You've never done it before.
Yeah.
So what are the requirements for this course?
So you just need to pass your maths. So whether it's higher or ordinary level, just pass maths and get in there. And,
great.
Yeah, get points.
Amazing. So then when you complete all that and you come in first year, what's to be expected of the course?
So it's really broad. And that's one thing, even though I had read the prospectus and everything, I wasn't ready for. You really do cover such a scope of things. So you have everything from the finance side, so accounting, economics, statistics, macroeconomics, and then all the way over to the people stuff, which I like. So HR, psychology, marketing, management. And it's so different from the leaving cert, where you just have your set curriculum, you know what you're going in for every day. Every single lecture I went to, there was something completely different.
Yeah.
And in a way, I suppose it's good and bad. The bad side is that you do have to cover everything, even if you're not great at it. So if you struggle a little bit with accounting or marketing, you still have to, you can't just not choose it, you know, if you're finding it hard.
Yeah.
But what's good is that any company, say, that are hiring DCU graduates, they know that we've had to go through all of these modules that you don't like. So even though you mightn't have the best grades, they know that you did it and you got through it, and that's all important for working as well.
And if there was modules that you'd be struggling in, maybe the maths kind of accountancy ones, there's always the Maths Learning Centre, and some of the clubs and societies will help with that too.
Yeah, I always suggest the Maths Learning Centre. Actually, when we started in first year, we did a maths assessment.
Okay.
It wasn't to tell you you're awful or anything. It just said if you got below, say, 50, here's the Maths Learning Centre, you should go and have a chat with them whenever you want.
Yeah.
But also there's tutorial groups as well that we have. So a tutorial group is a smaller group as opposed to the whole year. So in our course, there's 200-ish, in and around 200 students. So you're never going to ask a question in front of that many people.
Of course.
So for the more difficult modules, they break the classes down. So you might be in a group of 20 or so, and there's a tutor there to actually go through the questions with you. You can ask, you kind of do a bit of homework for them, and they're available as well to help.
Great. And then when you go on to second year, things progress a bit more.
Mm-hmm. I actually really loved second year of my course. I found I thought the modules were a little bit more interesting. So we did stuff about changing consumers. So how the consumer maybe 20 years ago is totally different to the one that you might be selling products to now. We covered business law, which I think was really cool as well, and a little bit more psychology. So yeah, second year, it's still broad, but you kind of delve a bit more into the broad areas, if that makes sense.
Yes, you're nearly breaking them down.
Yeah, into more detail. Yeah.
Yeah. So then when you go on to third year is quite an interesting year. Mm-hmm. So you have the option of either an interplacement or study abroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in my opinion, DCU's biggest selling point for this business course is the interplacement. It's 11 to 13 months long, anything within those brackets, and it's fully paid for the year as well.
So which is great. Yeah, everyone wants that.
Exactly. My catchphrase is you're learning and you're earning at the same time.
So I like that.
Yeah, not only are you getting really valuable work experience, but you also get paid for your efforts, which I think is really important, because I know there's some professions where they work super hard as well, but they don't get paid. So we're really lucky that we do get to earn at the same time. Yeah, there is an option to study abroad as well. There's not too many places for those in business, in general business, because the people who want to travel tend to do the international business course, because it has a language with it and you study abroad for the year. Generally, students would, in my course, would do the intra, or they'd go straight through to third year, final year, because intra isn't compulsory. You don't have to do it.
Okay. So you're just back from your intra placement. Yes. So tell me, how was it?
I loved intra. If I could still be on intra, I would. It's actually quite hard to adapt coming back to college after working for a year, because when you work, you tend to work 9 to, say, half 5, and then you come home in the evening and that's it.
There's nothing to take home or anything.
Yeah, the weekends are free. Okay, so, I mean, you're technically in more than you would be with college, but you have that ability to switch off, as you said, when you go home and not bring it home with you. But I really loved intra. So my intra placement was a bit unique. A lot of people don't know where I even was. So I was working in Science Foundation Ireland, which is a government agency for scientific funding. So even at that, you kind of go, but you're studying business. Why are you working there? But every organization, company needs people with a business background to run their programs. So Science Foundation Ireland, SFI for short, runs two education programs, one for primary school to get children interested in STEM, which is science, tech, engineering and maths. That's a little acronym that they use. And one for secondary school students as well. They also run Science Week across the country. So if ever in school you did any Science Week experiments or, I don't know, activities, SFI would have been involved with them. And I got to go to loads of places. I went to the ploughing championships. I met Michael D. Higgins twice. I had to go to Dundalk by myself, to Galway by myself overnight. I had to go to Kerry, Cork. I went all around the country with this job, and even had so much responsibility as the intern. So I was on the education and public engagement team. So I was kind of working in the one team, but on a multiple programs. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it. I didn't know that you could work in that area. You know, in business, they tend to talk about the accountants and the economists and the HR managers.
The very stereotypical.
Yeah, the stereotypical ones. And even through the course, I was kind of thinking, oh, I don't really know if I want to do all of this. And it was only when I was working as a student ambassador, say working at really cool events and being able to chat to people, I thought, oh, I wish this could be a full-time job. And then I realised on intra, it can be, and it is.
Because if you would have never got that opportunity on intra, you would have never found out what you wanted to do afterwards.
It's incredible. So I would really recommend that internship to anyone that was chatting to me if they do like talking to people. But equally, if you are more finance side of things, there are so many opportunities as well with the massive companies. So KPMG, PwC, all of the massive ones hire DCU interns as well.
And DCU Business School is so reputable among those companies as well. So like students are always being hired, you know, whether it be for their intra placement or straight afterwards as well.
Yeah. Oh, so many of my friends already have jobs for when they finish.
Before they're even done.
As long as they get a 2-1, they're back in the company or they have the grad program ready to go. It's incredible.
Amazing. Yeah. So just before we come to life after business studies, final year.
Final year, it is a step up. It's a step up from the other years. There's a lot more pressure to work by yourself outside of college hours. Mm-hmm. So where in first and second year, you might have been able to get away with just going to lectures, going home. Not really in final year. You do need to keep on top of things. And there's a lot expected of you outside the classroom. There's a lot of group work this year, which I was surprised about. But I suppose they're preparing us for the real world where you will be working on teams and stuff like that. But I'm enjoying it. In final year, you get to specialise in an area. So if you recall, up until now, we do a bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Intra, you do your work. but then you come back in final year, so you can specialise in one of five areas. So you can choose between HR, marketing, management, economics or finance. So by then you kind of have an idea of what you like and what you dislike. Yeah. So you can go that particular route. It's nothing too intense. It's only, I think, 4 out of our 12 modules are that specific one. So it's not going to appear in our degree or anything. You know, we don't have a marketing degree if you do it. But
and what did you choose?
Marketing.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because I knew I didn't want to do anything numbers related. So economics and finance were gone. Funny enough, actually, I had thought about HR. And then on intra, I realised that I didn't want to work in HR.
Okay.
And that was nothing to do with SFI. It was just I imagined HR to be something a lot different than it actually was in the real world.
At least you got that opportunity to find it out, though, then.
Yeah, like I'd never have known, and I probably would have gone that way and then potentially continued in that path in my life and then not really liked it. And so I'm so glad I figured that out earlier. So it was between management and marketing. I wasn't really sure. And then I just thought, sure, I'll just go with marketing.
And you're enjoying it.
Love it, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So what are the exams and the assignments like for this course?
So it's a nice mix of exams and continuous assessment, where some courses might be purely exams or purely CA. This is a mix of the two. So each Christmas and summer, I might have 3 or 4 exams mixed with a couple of assignments that were due beforehand. This year, though, I only have one exam after Christmas because we have a couple of modules this year that run all the way through the year. So run from semester one into semester two. So they can't examine those until the end. So,
of course,
yeah, I'll have some more in the summer, I think.
Okay. But a nice balance of them, definitely, yeah. So now thinking ahead to life after DCU and life after the course, what is it exactly that you can go on to do after business studies?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me this and I feel so unhelpful when I just tell them anything because truly you can end up working in any area. So as I said earlier, there are the stereotypical ones as we talked about. So HR, management. A lot of people will go into grad programs, so where companies will hire students who've just graduated for maybe 3 to 5 years. They show them all areas of the business in hope that they continue to work there afterwards. Some people will go and do a master's, so they'll study further and specialise in an area.
There's plenty of areas for you to kind of have a look at as well, and for anyone who's doing this course to look at.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, the DCU Business School has a great reputation amongst employers across all industries, and the skills that we learn during the course can be applied anywhere, whether it's the media, whether it's working in corporate area, whether it's not-for-profits, charities, anything like that.
Any area, any company is looking for people with business skills, definitely. And is there a lot of opportunities to get involved outside the classroom as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So our course is not intense in terms of contact hours. I'd say maybe 12 to 14 every week. So you
very
do have,
manageable.
Yeah, I mean, this week or this year or this semester even, I have 2 full days off. So I have Mondays and Fridays off.
Yeah. What do you do with the 2 days off of people are asking?
I do some ambassador work. I tend to come in on Mondays and go to the library for the day and just catch up on things. I'm quite involved in DCU drama and I do some of the dance workshops. And yeah, you have plenty of time to get involved. And again, that's good for business because I use the example of, let's say, if you're applying for Google, like Google don't really care that you got an A in your exam.
Yeah.
You know, they want to know that you can work on a team, you've organised an event, you have social skills and you learn those things through clubs and societies.
Yeah, and that you're putting the skills to use as
exactly,
well.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is such a mixed bag. You know, I'd say for people, you know, if they like chatting to people, you might want to work in marketing or management. It's great. But then on the other hand, it's great for the people that want to become, you know, finance analysts and accountants because you can do that as well. Like it is it is really broad.
And if you want to know any more about business studies in DCU, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Sinead, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. Thank you, Leanne.